Kevin McCullough Radio.
Members of Congress, retail workers, everybody should get cost of living increases to accommodate for the changes in our economy. And then when we don't do that, it only increases the pressure on members to exploit loopholes like insider trading loopholes.
All right. Does anybody know what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is even talking about? I have a hard time, and I'm not ever sure that she knows what she's talking about. But that's we'll get back to that in just a minute with Kelsey Bowler. Up first on Kevin McCullough Radio today. It's a big Wednesday. Kelsey, I noticed that in the Bright email this morning, you talked about it. It was kind of top of mind news for the last couple of days. But Trump versus Biden, you've got boxing gloves on, actually, in the Bright email that they're going back and forth at each other. They're competing in Iowa. They're competing on message. What is the takeaway from Trump v. Biden right now? And happy Wednesday to you, by the way.
Happy Wednesday. Yes, President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden were trading punches in Iowa. Even before Trump got on the plane to Iowa, he had Joe Biden on his mind. He was his target. And to me, this signaled the beginning of what is going to be a major narrative in the coming months. Joe Biden, during his speech, you have to give him credit. He did manage to get a lot of press attention out of his visit to Iowa, more than the other candidates did thus far. And we all know President Trump pays attention to the media. And I think that's why Trump decided to give Biden a little extra love in his remarks that he made. So it was entertaining, to say the least, and we'll see how Iowa voters fall down on it. But one important policy takeaway is that during his speech, Biden walked back yet another policy position that he had taken. He, you know, we remember those infamous remarks from not long ago saying China is not a big threat, kind of laughing at anybody who would pretend that China is. And he completely backtracked on that in his speech, saying we need to hold China accountable for their cheating, which of course we need to do. President Trump is taking the lead in doing that. So, you know, after flip-flopping on the Hyde Amendment and now on China, I think we really have to question where Joe Biden is in regards to his past record on his policy position.
Well, isn't he curing cancer? or isn't he promising cancer's cure if he's elected? Now, Kelsey, you and I have been around a long time. We've seen lots of politicians make lots of promises. This starts to put Biden on the path of being cartoonish, does it not? You say stuff like that you elect me president and we're going to cure cancer. My mom died of cancer. My wife's mom died of cancer. There's probably no one within the vicinity of either one of us right now that we know that hasn't been touched by the real pain and horror that disease. So you could laugh at him and call it comical, but there's also kind of this bizarre, perverse side to it that he's exploiting people that have real issues with that word.
Absolutely. And when I heard this remark, that's exactly what I thought, except I thought, what happened if it were the other way around and it was President Trump going around saying he would cure cancer? You know, the media would, on one hand, be absolutely having a field day with the remark, laughing at it and probably fact checking it, saying this is impossible. President Trump is not a researcher and is not going to cure cancer. And then on the other hand, we would get the more serious sentimental remarks about how this isn't, this comment is not sensitive to the ways that cancer has impacted people, to pretend you can snap your fingers and fix it. But because it was Joe Biden, a Democrat, who said it, everyone's kind of like, all right, maybe that was one of his gaffes. We got to get used to that, and we're not going to give that too much media attention.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? And my colleague Mike Gallagher said it this morning on his nationally syndicated show. He said, you know, if Joe's going to be able to do that, why doesn't he just do it? I mean, you want to go down in history as being someone who's made a real difference. If you're going to cure cancer, then cure cancer, and you'll live forever. I mean, there'll be like an eternal trail of gratitude leading to your grave, no doubt about it. Okay, that's from the campaign trail. Now, AOC, we opened with her words. But she doesn't think making $174,000 plus all the benefits she gets is quite enough to live on. Is that what she's complaining about now?
This is what she is apparently saying. It's mind-boggling, especially
what she make as a waitress?
Right, and it's coming from a former waitress, bartender, who now has a $174,000 salary and identifies as a Democrat socialist who thinks that nobody should be making a lot of money. It should just be going to the federal government instead. So Democrats, instead of doing their jobs and passing legislation to address the border crisis, they were looking at giving members of Congress a pay raise. And just to put this into perspective, the average American in this country, average American household, earns $59,000 a year. And now we have members of Congress who are not doing their jobs, who do not have high approval ratings among those they serve, asking for a $4,500 pay raise. And her reasoning for this was really fascinating. You heard some of it in the clip. She's saying, well, we need it to keep up with inflation. But she also said we need this pay raise in order to so that members don't exploit loopholes like insider trading to make money on the back end. So long story short, what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying is that you need to pay me more so that I don't steal and commit illegal or immoral financial crimes.
Yeah. You need to pay me more so I won't be a criminal.
Exactly. It's astonishing. And again, this is coming from a Democrat socialist.
Well, and that's what your editor over at The Federalist actually said about it. As you point out in this morning's Bright email, she said, guys, I need $174,000 a year. Pardon me. Or I just might have to steal. Maybe the most socialist thing ever said.
Absolutely. I hope this rubs both sides the wrong way. Democrats, the more moderate Democrats in their party who are facing tougher elections, they actually pushed back on this and got the Democrats to pull the pay raise from the spending bill, which it was going to be attached to. So for now, it is tabled. But, you know, it is important to note, to be fair, that it did have support from some Republicans, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, who were, you know, they reportedly supported it. But the fact that AOC was willing to go out there and be such a mouthpiece for a pay raise when she, what has she delivered in her couple months in Congress besides losing 25,000 jobs in New York City and floating some strange Green New Deal where we would get rid of cows? I mean, what has she really accomplished to deserve that pay raise? In the real world, you have to show results in order to get more money, and her and her fellow members of Congress have done anything but.
She thinks she's special, Kelsey. That's why she wants the raise. Yeah, and who knows? If you could get cows to stop passing gas, maybe we could take a train to Hawaii at some point in the near future. I don't know. Something. That seemed to me to be the focus of the Green New Deal. Real quick, 10-second shout-out. USA Women, are they going to cruise to a second World Cup title?
I hope so. They deserve it. I'm a big fan of Alex Morgan, so I would love to see her continue scoring 5 goals each game.
Man, she totally crushed Thailand the other day. That's going to be interesting to see. All right, Kelsey, great to have you as always. And a contributor to the Independent Women's Forum, a podcaster for The Federalist at Problematic Women, a contributor to The Daily Signal for The Heritage Foundation, and a contributor to Kevin McCullough Radio. Always good to see you.
Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.